Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Last year in Kansas City, we had 150 homicides.
About 40% of those cases in Kansas City remain unsolved. Many of them are considered cold.
Somebody took him from me and my mom and his niece and his nephews, and we will never get him back.
Each victim has a unique story in life and death, with friends, family, detectives, and prosecutors all fighting for justice.
You have to go on. You can't give up. There is no closure for something like this.
Every little bit will help us.
We are joining the case to get answers. This is Fox 4 Problem Solvers Crime Files, the podcast. I'm Kara Small. Change was in the air as 2018 began to wind down, fading into new hope of a new year. Christian Olivares' family hoped 2019 would be good for him too. The Lee Summit man recently made several significant changes in his life. Dana Godfrey is Christian's mom. She says for the first time in a long time, Christian seemed happy in December of 2018.
He had a rough childhood. He went through a situation where his best friend had killed himself in front of him, so he kind of went down a tough road for a while, and he had just lost 100 pounds and was working at FedEx and had a girlfriend and was smiling all the time.
Christian celebrated his 20th birthday, too. On December 28th, he left his teenage years behind him and began looking toward the next decade of his life. Part of that growing up had Christian coming to terms with previous choices he'd made. After several years of drifting away from family, his sister Kristen says Christian realized he needed his mom and sister in his life.
Over the past couple of years, like she said, with his things he went through, we kind of drifted apart, and I moved out and had my own life, so we didn't see each other as often. Like, we've always been close, but like I said, there's been a while. We were drifted, but we came back before this happened. We fought here and there, like anybody does, but right before this all happened with him, I'm happy to say that we were not fighting. We were getting along. He was happy again, which is all I wanted from him, you know.
When Kristen refers to "this all happened," it's a bit of an understatement. What happened stole Christian's life and changed the rest of their lives forever. It started as a phone call on December 30th. If Christian knew what was about to happen, that death was on the other side of the line, I'm sure he would have never picked up the phone. What happened next, after a short break?
I'm Fox 4's Megan Dillard. If you like the Fox 4 Crime Files podcast, I have another one you might enjoy, Crazology. It's named after Charlie Parker's famous song. It explores Kansas City's rich musical history through modern-day musicians. Hear from artists and listen to full-length songs. Crazology. Find it at the same place where you download or listen to the Fox 4 Crime Files podcast.
The phone call that Christian received December 30, 2018 turned out to be the beginning of the end. He was hanging out with his mom and sister that Sunday evening when he answered that ominous phone call. Here's what Dana remembers about the minutes before her son left her house for the final time.
I had just picked up some photographs of my mother from her house and from out of town, and my daughter and I were sitting and looking through the photos, and Christian came up to the room and looked at a few photos with us and was reminiscing, and then he had told us that he was going downstairs and grab a few things, and he was going to go drop his friend off who was with him, and said, okay, see you in a little bit, and he said, okay, I love you guys, I'll see you later. And this is the last time we've seen him.
An hour later, Christian was dead.
Colorado Springs 911.
911 calls started pouring in around 10:15 p.m. They directed police to gunshots and a crime scene near 75th and Oakland Avenue. The intersection is just across Interstate 435 from the Swope Park area. It looks like a sleepy neighborhood. The homes are kept up and cars are parked in driveways instead of locked away in garages. 25-mile-an-hour speed limit signs line the street, so anyone racing in or out of the neighborhood would be noticed. That's where police found Christian, in a yard at 75th and Oakland. He was dead before paramedics ever arrived. Even after months of investigation, police don't know what Christian was doing in that neighborhood, miles away from his Lee Summit home. His mother doesn't know either. But Dana does know one thing. Her son wasn't alone when he died.
We're still unsure if he was going to go in the home or not, but he did get out of the car and went...
cul-de-sac?
It was a little cul-de-sac, and someone had come up to the car and said, you know, talk to him for a minute. There was a kid with him when the incident happened, and he gave us a name that my son had mentioned when he was on the phone with the person, but it was a nickname like a lot of, you know, teens and young adults use nowadays. The phone number that called him that we know was the phone number of the person who wanted to meet with him was an unregistered phone. So unfortunately, besides the description that his friend gave us, there's been multiple stories of, you know, what happened, but at this point, quite honestly, we don't know, you know, what to trust or believe from anybody.
Part of the reason is because no one's talking to investigators. Here's Detective Kevin Baim with Crime Stoppers of Greater Kansas City.
Our program has not received any tips on this particular case. The case is still an open investigation. Detectives with Kansas City, Missouri are working this case, but to my knowledge have very little to go on, so any information would be valuable. If somebody's reluctant to speak directly to the police and to the detectives, we're always the best next option. We will keep you anonymous. You can feel confident that you give us the information, as much detail as possible. We will act as the intermediary between the department and the tipster.
That seems to be the most heartbreaking thing for Christian's family. Not only did the man they love die, but no one even cares enough about Christian, or them for that matter, to call in a tip about his murder. Christian's mom, Dana, has some words for the people who know what happened to her son.
It's pretty tough to go on each day knowing that, you know, there has to be someone that knows exactly what happened. And I'm sure that one person, or, you know, the couple people that were there haven't kept that completely to themselves. So that means that there's, you know, multiple people out there that know what happened to my son and just aren't coming forward, which is hard to accept because unfortunately, I don't care if it was one of my children. If I knew that somebody that I knew did something like that, they would have to suffer the consequences for it, and that just unfortunately isn't happening.
Both Dana and Christian's sister, Kristen, are so heartbroken, they don't even know what to think at this point. Kristen can't bring herself to tell her two youngest children what actually happened to their uncle, even months after his death.
Well, my oldest daughter, she knows. But my two sons, they don't, because how do I explain that to them? You know, they're toddlers still. But my daughter, I was honest with her, you know, and she was sad, but I think she's accepted it, and she knows. She don't talk about him much, but she still talks about him sometimes, or, you know, his cats live with us, so she'll talk about him, about the cats, or just anything like that.
Both women say that's the hardest part. Every once in a while, they forget about Christian's murder just for a second. Then, according to Dana, reality comes crashing in on them.
We have our moments. You have some days where, you know, you're with family and the kids and you're enjoying yourself and you don't cry maybe for one day, but then you have some days where you can't breathe and you can't get out of bed. And unfortunately, we have a lot of those days. But with life, you have to go on. You can't give up. And I know Christian wouldn't want us to give up, but you know, you still have to support yourself and you still have to make sure that things are taken care of. So we're forced to do that with a lump in our throat. And unfortunately, a lot of people talk about closure. There is no closure for something like this, but it just gives us a little bit of hope that maybe someday that person or those people can tell us why.
Dana also says she knows Christian wasn't perfect. She knows he'll never be able to right some of his wrongs or teach kids about what he learned from his mistakes.
Most likely my daughter's done with having kids. I'll never have a grandchild by my son, and he would have been an excellent father. And that's the hardest thing to grasp, is that he never had the opportunity to treat his own child the way he did hers.
Christian's family knows it's a long shot, but they still hope that someone will come forward and provide police with the key tip that they need to arrest his killer. For Kristen, it's not just about solving her brother's murder. It's also about showing others that there are consequences to their actions.
They don't mean that. There's still people who are human, you know, because you can't just... I don't understand why kids his age are just going and killing. What gives you the right to just take somebody's life and choose when it's their time? You know, like, people think this is a game, and they think they're never gonna get caught. They think, you know, they just don't care. People need to realize that this is permanent. Somebody took him from me and my mom and his niece and his nephews, and we will never get him back. The least they could do is come forward with something.
Are you the person that Christian's family is talking about right now? There's a $30,000 reward for information in this case. Cashing in may be as easy as calling the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. You can listen to other episodes of Fox 4 Crime Files. Just search for them on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as fox4kc.com. For Fox 4 Crime Files, I'm Kara Small.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.